I'm Stephanie McDonald. I'm one of the co-executive directors of the Carmel Education Foundation.
That's Stephanie McDonald, one of the executives of the Carmel Education Foundation. WHJE attended and provided music for their annual Ghosts and Goblins 5K and 2K this year at Carmel High School.
The event itself is a 5K, 2K, walk, run, come, have fun, push the stroller with the babies, whatever you want to do.
With over 2,000 participants this year, the stakes were high for the top participation competition between the middle and elementary schools of Carmel Clay Schools District. Clay Middle School principal Todd Crosby explains.
How they do it with the schools are, out of all 15 schools, they have an elementary competition, they have a middle school competition, and what it is, it's the most participants, and it can be students, faculty, and staff, it can be parents and community, but then they take the total, and obviously they give awards for that.
In the end, Crosby and Clay Middle School ended up taking home their fifth participation competition trophy in a row. Although the Ghosts and Goblins Walk is a fun opportunity for families and friends to dress up in costume and get active, the proceeds from the event do much more for Carmel Clay School's teachers and students.
We raise money for teacher grants, and with the tight money situation with legislature and everything else, this is a great opportunity for teachers to write a grant to enhance the teaching in their classroom. Thus, the students are the beneficiaries of the grants that come back to them. This last year, we're giving about $44,000 in teacher grants, and hopefully this year, with this and our telethon in January, we'll be able to even expand that.
Not only does the foundation fund teacher grants through events like the Ghosts and Goblins Walk, they've also awarded over $2 million in scholarships for CHS seniors. For WHJE, this has been Matthew Gish.